An African Story, formerly produced for radio, presented and read by Richard Nichols. Episode 97, Season 1, Peter Maritzburg, The City, The Truth, Episode 11. Peter and Bob alight from the car and grab what is in the boot. As they enter the front door, Bob starts packing away the groceries. Peter calls to his dad, "Just going to test the new headphones, if that's okay." "Don't be too long, as I will have dinner ready soon. Are we not going to see if there is a film, as it is Saturday night?" A minute later, Peter's heard saying out loud, "All is working fine now." "Kenny, at the office, poaching headquarters." "I'm at the office right now." "Leon, please, has anyone heard from Dean? It has been a good 5 months," remarks Kenny Fisher on the phone. "I have heard some story that he has kidnapped the Winters lady and maybe in KwaZulu-Natal," replies Leon. At the Winters home, "Please, boy, I asked a question about our plans for entertainment after dinner. That is, leftover chicken curry, to be precise." "Please respond." "Coming," shouts the young lad. "I shall set the table, or are we eating in front of the TV?" "Set the table inside, as the weather does not look good at all," said Bob. "Do Leon, some digging around and get to the bottom of this freaking bloody mess.
I know I have not been
I'm still concerned that Dean
about my
was the one that shot
Dean.
You. Why is it
I
not
know
possible
full
for
well
people to be true
shot
for once? Yes,
it was
in the eyes of the world. I
we
plan
are bad
to deal
for
with
killing
this issue
animals
myself. For their ivories.
I'm capable
Kenny, in
of
a strong
tone. Revenge."
Kenny continues on the phone, unaware he's not being listened to by Leon, who is plotting his revenge behind Kenny's back to take out Dean.
"I beg
Dean
you to
come
to
clean,
Leon.
If I find
I
out you are
Kenny
working
Fisher
against
off
me,
my back,
the next time you are shot,
the police
I assure you it will
Dean
be the bloody
if
last
alive,
time.
I'll
dinner is ready," calls Bob to Peter. "I'm outside, Dad.
For attempting
be there now. I have a possible movie to watch. It's a comedy, Rotten Eggs and Ham," replies Peter. "Not a cartoon, is it?" inquires Bob as he places the plates of food on the table. Lonely zebra Cindy stands in the long grass and being rude to other residents in the park. Her first victim was Spot, our dear hyena. "Off with you. Leave me in peace. I have no time for small-minded animals," said Cindy. She had rarely put her foot in this time, suddenly surrounded by 10 of Spot's pack. Every path of escape was blocked. The fight for her life was on as hyena after hyena got stuck in with fury. Blood now running down her back. 4 of the 10 hyenas grab her tail and bit into her hindquarters. Other individuals had got to her neck by breaking the shoulder bones of both front legs. Crazy Mare looks on as a fight breaks out for a now lifeless body of Cindy. He runs for cover as his path back home is now blocked by absolute chaos and danger. Key 4 and Angel of Death take the spoils and drag the carcass of the zebra away. Crazy Mare and Spot go back to the river and try to get back to some normality as darkness falls on the park. "I really need to get home, or I will be in trouble with my mom for once again being late," remarks Spot. "I will follow shortly. I need time to process what happened," said Crazy Mare. "You'll be fine. Stop being dramatic. That's how nature rolls. I see that lack of discipline is once again an issue here. Killing animals for what they say is not how we do things. Do I make myself absolutely clear?" "Spot, you're an adult now, not a child. Teaching your young siblings by setting a good example is what I expect from you. Now go to bed," said Fireball, the dominant male hyena. "I say, hanging around young hyenas does pay off big time," said Key 4. "These little brats are worth the pain in the neck if we score like this once in a while," replies Angel of Death. I think some kind of partnership is needed. We find a way of getting control of that pack of 10 sub-adults and make them work for us, said Kefor. But how do you suppose we get this to work in our favor, said Angel of Death. Blackmail, of course, replies Kefor.
You've been listening to an episode of African Story, read and written by Richard Nichols. Join me again for another exciting installment of African Story coming soon.